Welcome to the Awakening to Abundance podcast. I'm your host, Athena. This podcast is more than a podcast. It's a transformative journey designed to help you awaken to your abundance, for you to discover what living the fullness of life means to you. As always, we're jumping right in with today's episode.
Welcome to another episode of Awakening to Abundance. So we're taking a little bit of a turn. We have been talking about wholeness and relationships. And this voice note from the past is a very vulnerable and honest and energetic, especially at the end, place of a little bit of frustration with what is occurring, but the way that I am responding to what's occurring, and a call to move back into alignment. And this is what we do every time we are in our manifestation journey, and then our outside doesn't look like what we want our lives to be. But it's in these moments of frustration and what am I doing that really wake us up into this is not who I am or what I want to do, and make us move or make us have an insight or make us have some sort of snapping out of what currently is. And then having the choice to choose our alignment and what we want to manifest out of what we are not enjoying, which sometimes we call contrast. And it's so much fun for me to listen to some of these voice notes from the past, almost a year and a half to 2 years later, and remember where I was then, and then now to see where I am. And you're going to hear something that when I say it in the voice note, I'm even saying to myself, like, how the fuck is this happening right now? Like, how have I allowed myself to be in this position? Like, what am I doing, really? And it's coming from a place of being out of alignment. And that's okay, because that's where we are when we're there. But now to be like, ah, that is no longer my current reality. And my reality is that I have this beautiful podcast and that I get to share this vulnerable stuff with you in hopes that you see where you are and know that the power resides in you and in your alignment to do whatever you want to be, do, or have in this life, and to move into it. And for me, it's doing all this work from Maui. So as you listen, remember that you are exactly where you're meant to be. And if you're experiencing contrast, use it as an opportunity to move into alignment and to manifest a life that you love. I hope that you enjoy this episode.
I went to the Center for Spiritual Awakening. And then they did a grief support thing afterward, and I was part of that, and that was really good. I am grieving not just Tango's loss, my loss of my pet, but I think inside of that, I also get to grieve and mourn my husband and what we were and who he was. And all of the other things. And so part of the thing that happened today with the grief session was that I cried.
And I told a woman a story about how I was sitting at Lover's Point here in Monterey, and there's a cement wall area that you can sit on. And like a week after Tango passed away, I was just looking out at the sea, and it was beautiful, and it was a full moon, and the waves were crazy, and it was beautiful. And I'm looking to my left, and I see these two people looking in my direction in awe and wonder. So I turned my head to see what was going on, and this sweet little black and white cat had jumped up nearby onto the cement thing I was sitting on. And there's so much foot traffic in that area, it's very odd to see a cat. And so I just sat there and I was like, that's adorable. So lovely. The cat came right up to me and then sat right next to me for a good minute. And then he hopped over my lap. And then he sat on the other side of my lap for about a minute. And then he went on his merry way of checking out his surroundings and hunting and stuff like that. And before I could even tell the story, I started to cry. It was so obvious to me that this was like a sign. Even random animals can give us this energetic, I'm still with you feeling. And why wouldn't these energetics come from nature? And when I left for the center this morning, there was some sweet deer, two little ones out. And then when I got home, I shook really hard my hand because I felt something on it and freaked me out. And I looked down and it's a ladybug, which is weird because it's winter. But it was just so sweet that these little reminders are always with us, right? Because I was starting to get out of a little bit of alignment. I was getting out of alignment. Not that I was a little getting out of alignment. I arrived home and my husband opened the door. And after 5 days of being home and not going anywhere or doing anything, he was like, I'm going to go out to study. And it's Sunday at 3 p.m. And where he was saying he was going, there's not really any open stuff, right? And so it just, as much as I want to continue to be as much in integrity and aligned as possible, I'm not finding it super easy to do all the time. And so I can feel my body tense up and stuff like that. But at the same time, this little thing was on my hand and I shook it. Part of getting these feelings and this energy out of our system is sometimes we have to fucking move our body and shake it out. So it was just this synchronistic reminder to just like a drop of water coming off the back of a duck, just rolling off the back of a duck. That is what I wanted to do, right? I wanted to allow it just to flow out of me. So part of what I'm doing now is processing it out loud because I feel like that will help too. But it continues to be so crazy and so weird. And the other part of what was coming through to me at the center today was just be who you are and stop playing small because you're trying to make these last few weeks tolerable. I did his laundry last night. And there's a potential that he's cheating on me. Like a pretty big potential.
And not just based on this one circumstance. There's a lot of other evidence, unfortunately.
And again, maybe I shouldn't use the words cheating on me because he believes in his heart that he's separated from me, even though there's nothing legal. And I certainly didn't agree to it. But that is a definite form of playing small. And so I don't want to do that anymore. And especially since things seem to be up in the air now about him moving, because he hasn't been talking or communicating with the moving people. If he stays back for whatever reason and we have to live another 6 months together, I can't live small. Like I can't play small. And why do I even feel the need to wash his fucking laundry anyway? Because like I'm doing it already. He could fucking do it already and he could do my damn laundry, but whatever. Anyway, can you feel the unalignment of this energetic? Woo! It's time to stop playing small and it's time to live fully into who I am, whether he's here or not. And it's time for me to have my big life authentically, no matter what's going on. Moving beyond the conditions and stepping into my power.
I think one of the main reasons why I do these voice notes right now is because I almost have to get myself to that place. In a way, I feel sometimes like I'm self-coaching, just reminding myself that this is the commitment I've made to myself and that it doesn't matter where he's going. It doesn't matter what he's doing. It really doesn't matter. What matters is the fact that I am in alignment. That's all that matters.
Thank you for listening to this podcast episode and being part of this community. I want to hear from you. Did something resonate with you in this episode? Are you experiencing awakenings or synchronicities in your life? Email me at podcast@abundancewithathena.com or DM me on Instagram at abundancewithathena and share with me your stories. And until next time, keep awakening to the abundance that's always within you.